I had a funny thing happen when I was taking one of Carl Clausen's advanced course.
Mm-hmm.
He had the penis.
I took a penis.
Yeah. Yeah, viola. What you have?
Viola.
Huh?
Viola, yeah.
Viola.
That's actually, I had lycopodium.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Anyway, anyone that got warmer, he had a lot of field trips, you know. He had this carry-all thing.
Yep. You know me, yep.
He drove it.
You know, he driven it to Mexico and back.
Fair Brothers. Do you remember him?
No.
But
his son, Tom, still has that old carry-all.
Oh, really?
It's an old Chevrolet carry-all that Tom drives
occasionally. Well, it's these various places, you know, like you mentioned Big Gully and stuff. Yeah. But all the way around here, you know, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first really nice days in the spring went to Big Gully.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting on the outside in front, and Mr. Fair Brothers and Cloth was driving. He thinks that's not a noise. Kids would make a lot of noise and driving on the road, you know. I didn't think Cloth could hear what I was saying. And he was kind of just approaching on the campus. This young lady is now carting out all the rats and snakes. Mm-hmm. Some of them are rather well endowed. I just, like Mr. Fairbrother, he was a very pretty guy, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, Mr. Fairbrother, there's one of Aunt Pisa's on to see. He could all look at all red, you know. I keep doing that for a while.
Aunt Pisa's is a botanical term for.
And coming across the Parma Bridge, and this thing comes, this woman came across. Okay, 2 peck baskets under her sweater there. And I just opened my mouth. I said, Mr. Dellinger, there's one that's gone to seed.
Well,
that's why Fred Martin's is going to die. He just started melting away. I didn't think he heard all this, you know.
Just driving along.
Yeah, just minding his own business. But he had a sense of humor.
Yes, he did. Well, he drew, got a genus you were assigned to, and then he randomly selected places from the Cayuga Quadrangle, I guess he called it, where you'd go and look at it as a group. And we ended up way down toward Whitney Point somewhere looking at Lycopodium
tristatium. It was the viola, too.
Viola.
Yeah, it's the only way of counting things. Yeah,
all pure Latin.
He likes to do pure Latin, or at least school Latin.
Yeah, so school Latin.
Ocker, for Acer, and so on.
Yeah.
Nobody else does, but he did.
And I'd had Latin in high school, and so it wasn't.
That was all right.
Once I figured out what he was doing, I knew how to
that was all right.
How to interpret what he was saying, but he pronounced it as it was taught in school.
Where he was taught, where we were taught,
we were taught, yeah.